Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast. On the left.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
My anus is burning in my rectum.
I just laughed every time she said that. All right, that's Marcus. I am Ben. With us, as always, we got this jolly young fella to my left.
There's burning in my rectum. He turned me over and he showed my rectum.
Oh my goodness.
He put a burn. There was a burning. Burning in my rectum.
Did you make a sound?
Jenny Hill, survivor of satanic ritual abuse.
That's right. And satanic ritual abuse is our main subject of the day. First question out to you, Hong Kong Henry Zabrowski. What is satanic ritual abuse?
Man, oh, miggity, miggity, man.
Hello.
Check it out.
This
episode is going to be chock full of some of my favorite fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This
I
is
can
a massive.
This is in your top 10 of favorite things of all time.
Absolutely. Marcus and I have been planning for this episode for a long time. Again, we're doing a two-parter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As you'll see, there's a lot of information. This is one of the grand conspiracies and occult schooling out there. It's the idea of children. It started in the 80s, basically, like where these repressed memories started coming to the surface, mm-hmm. of children being the part of very ornate sexual rituals involving satanic groups. And apparently it's affected four generations that are slowly but yet surely being turned into satanics. Satan's unholy army,
right?
Over the last four generations,
and
which is just sign me up,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I don't get there again because I wasn't chosen to be
molested.
That's
right. Yeah. No, you were too chubby as a child. Satan seems to get a lot of his answers through the rectum of children, which is interesting. Do you guys know any
burning?
It burns.
There was a burning in my rectum.
I mean, you just got hemorrhoids. You got a bad case of the poop-poops.
I know. I got the same problem. Yeah,
exactly.
But no one ever wants to look at my rectum.
No one, not even a doctor.
No.
What are some of the names of these?
I don't
these,
have insurance.
That's right. That's sad. Blame Obama for that. What are some of the names of these groups? Do we have any specific names?
That's one of the things about it is that in the actual court cases, there were never any names that were put forth.
No,
and
of course not.
Yeah.
Well, there's certain groups, you know, like they
in the
conspiracy
in Henry's world, there are certain groups.
Well, the Luciferians, right,
mm-hmm.
which are harmless.
Yeah.
The Anton LaVeyans, which are harmless. And then they say that you got the old dudes. The old dudes were the lizards,
mm-hmm.
that started the Nazis. That where that came from.
So it all
it's
goes
called
back.
The Black Flame.
Yeah. The Black Flame. So the Black
The Masons
flame.
Are also involved.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're also Christian.
Yeah.
But then we also learned that the Christian and satanic ritual abuse can be one and the same.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's also rumors that the Masons are just undercover Jews.
Ah, think about
yikes.
That.
That's really the one thing. Again, when researching this topic, you really do get into a bunch of anti-Zionists like talk.
When researching every topic, you get into a bunch of anti-Zionist talk. It just always comes back. There's that one website that's just like, undercover Jews, dude.
Undercover
Found
Jews.
It
was a Jew with the horn hat on. I saw him.
Figured it out.
I put
and
it
then
on
he
him.
Put the burning in my rectum.
So what was the point of burning these children's rectums for these satanic ritual abuses? What were they trying to do?
Chaos raise!
Chaos raise? Just yes. A good Saturday night? Nothing major? No.
Well, they say that the overall, again, very complicated, but the overall goal of these groups is to bring about the apocalypse, is to end the good times, is to help lower the population in order, as a part of the NWO, in order to make a more controllable society, then create a one-world government, one-world healthcare system, Obama.
Think about
it. Take our guns away. They're coming for our guns.
So what do you think Barack Obama is? Do you think he's an anti-LaVey follower? Do you think he's what was the name of the first group that you mentioned? Was,
Luciferians.
The Luciferians?
I think that he was an egg from one of the first popes.
Okay.
Yeah, that shat it. He shat an egg out into a bog.
Is that how popes procreate?
Yeah, so that's how they make more presidents and popes and chancellors and pop stars.
So they're not live births,
pop
egg
stars.
Births.
You ever seen Top of the Pops?
Yes.
Yeah, like a Sheena.
Okay.
Or a Christina. Where was another one of these like one word? One name, lady pop stars.
Madonna.
Pink. Roxanne.
Pink.
Is Roxanne one?
Could be. Tina.
Tina was one. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, definitely.
No,
yeah.
That was a Kids in the Hall sketch.
Oh, okay.
But it was still very funny.
I was thinking Tina Turner. But, you know, I think that
Jennifer Hawkeye Jones.
Oh, yeah. She was amazing. So they just did these exercises for no major purpose.
Well, it's also said that they were done for the purpose of a black mass.
Yes.
You know, that these are a lot of the people in the actual, like, convict, like, because, I mean, this shit was real as far
something was happening.
It was real as far as people being convicted and having their lives destroyed. As far as the bizarre satanic abuse that that was claimed, no. Not real.
I mean, or
at
God,
all.
Or God, no. And then, fucking, who knows?
I mean,
who knows?
Really, from what my research has told me, just from what you know, reading about like the secular views of these cases and from the Christian views of these cases, it seems like what was happening is that, yes, there were molestation cases, but because of the overall panic of, you know, Satanism in America in the 80s and 90s, anytime there was an abuse case, bam, people just tack Satan onto it. They're like, all right, this person, these kids are being abused. Obviously, they will, you know, Satan was involved and they would start leading them into it. We'll get into how they convicted these cases later on.
I'm going to attack your viewpoint with the words of Russ Dizdar of ShatterTheDarkness.net. Now, Russ Dizdar has become a character on this podcast because he's... Go to ShatterTheDarkness.net. I'm just going to put it up on the Facebook page. You've got to look at his website. It's a bit disorganized. But
yeah, you could argue he's a bit of a scatterbrain.
He's got... if you don't remember, Russ Dizdar, former rock and roller, party guy, found the light and grace of Jesus Christ, and now he fights demons for money and profit, was also works as a chaplain for the police as well.
Yes.
He says that according to his numbers, he's expecting roughly every year in America there's over 15 million cases of satanic ritual abuse.
15 million?
And that's what he said. He said 15 million. And he's just like, yeah. So you look at those numbers, right? You look at those numbers, 15 million. Someone's making 15 million victims. So we're looking at, and I'm not even, some of these numbers are going to boggle your mind, George.
It's almost like they make no sense.
No, but I'm going to say upwards of, literally, he did say this, we're looking at 45 million Satanists.
So like one fifth of the American population is a Satanist.
It's a card-carrying, molestation ring, fucking sword-bearing Satanist.
Wow.
Making burning in my rectum.
Burning in my rectum. Put a marshmallow over it. Get a good butt s'more going. That would be pretty tasty. So how did Russ Dizdar come to these numbers? Does he show his mathematical equation, or you just trust the numbers?
People come to him all over this great nation with cases, barring from, you know, my girlfriend won't eat the pudding she loves, to like, you know, I'm a murderer, you know, like help me get the demons out of me. So he knows.
Okay, so what are some of the roots of satanic ritual abuse?
Well, first of all, let's define it. And this, by the way,
is... Henry has been defining it.
No.
There's a really good definition.
This is actual. This is law. This is American
law.
Because from what, you know, Henry, it's like, It sounds like it's this crazy, wacky conspiracy. Like, this has very real roots in the real world.
Absolutely. Okay. It's just the conspiracy is very insane because there was that satanic panic going on in the 80s.
Yeah.
Ooh, satanic panic is a great name for a punk band. Yeah.
It's like, imagine all of the wacky shit that Henry talks about on this show. Imagine the entire country believes it for a decade.
That would be amazing. That's the 80s.
That's like how we glam rock. Yeah, do you ever remember the HBO had a great documentary on Satanism? Because I just remember like this guy, like it was like showing heavy metal concerts, and it was just some dude banging on a drum going, "Do you want total war? Do you want total war?"
Yes,
it's great. I got to find that track, and I got to listen to it.
So this is the log line for satanic ritual abuse. If you were going to pitch it to IFC, this is what you would tell them.
All right. This is the Idaho ritual abuse law of 1990. One, a person is guilty of a felony when he commits any of the following acts with, upon, or in the presence of a child as part of a ceremony, rite, or any similar observance.
Super Bowl party.
Yeah, you can't do it.
A, actually or in simulation, tortures, mutilates, or sacrifices any warm-blooded animal or human being.
What do you mean? You can't even pretend like you're torturing it?
No.
But you can kill a snake.
Or a frog.
What about movies?
You can do whatever you want to fish.
Yes. B, forces ingestion, injection, or other application of any narcotic, drug, hallucinogen, or anesthetic for the purpose of dulling sensitivity, cognition, recollection of, or resistance to any criminal activity.
Do you mean what I do every night?
This seems like some district attorney overreach right here. These are felonies? Come on.
C, forces ingestion or external application of human or animal urine, feces, flesh, blood, bones, body secretion, non-prescribed drugs, or chemical compounds.
That's been a problem.
Yeah, non-prescribed drugs. I love that that's on there.
D.
It's like, well, did he have a prescription for Ritalin? Well, you gave it to him, didn't you? Well, you might as well just took a dump in his mouth.
D, involves the child in a mock, unauthorized, or unlawful marriage ceremony with another person or representation of any force or deity, followed by sexual contact with the child.
Man, with all this bullshit going on, what am I going to do this week?
That's the thing. And I feel like what if you just want to participate in some fun theater? I mean, this is really a very strict law here.
Actually, you know what? I'm really glad. I'm glad. Let's stop having children getting married to each other. I hate it when kids play husband and wife. I hate it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or their boyfriend and girlfriend, when you say, ooh, is that your boyfriend? It's like, no, she's 5. All right, she doesn't have a boyfriend. No one's trying to fuck her right now.
Well, people are. You have to protect your 5-year-old.
I know that for a fact.
Well, it's an unlawful marriage ceremony with another person or representation of any force or deity. So a lot of these children were being married to Satan.
Yes, that's true. Cool, when they turned 13, that was the idea. The chosen ones would be, when they hit 13, they would be married to Satan.
Mm-hmm. Were there only girls getting married to Satan, or did they allow gay marriage
only
to
girls.
Satan? Yeah. Only girls. So we were out.
Satan
Damn
was
it.
A dude.
I know. No, but yeah. I thought they would be a little bit more liberal-minded. And
absolutely not. It was very heteronormative.
Well. God damn it.
E, places a living child into a coffin or open grave containing a human corpse or remains.
Man, they're really spitballing in this room here. Really spitballing.
This is some creepy law writing.
Yeah. Hey, dude, have you just, like, done that? Did you just, is that, how'd you?
No, no, no. I'm just trying to think of the creepiest
like
thing
what
that
they
I can
would
think
do.
Of. All right, we'll not suck on the eyeballs of a recently dead horse.
Well.
F, threatens death or serious harm to a child, his parents, family, friends, pets, which instills a well-founded fear in the child that the threat will be carried out. That's a big one.
Every parent is guilty of that.
There is not a murdering.
Parent, no, of threatening to kill their child.
Yeah.
To the point where their child
is
actually scared.
You had a different childhood.
Yeah. See, you had the Christian life.
You were like the story of Moses, except if instead of just dropping in the lake and being found and him
I
becoming
just, like,
king
drowned.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. And then I came up from the river life. And
like Swamp Thing.
Like Swamp Thing or Jason Voorhees. And I've been tormenting humanity ever since.
And finally, G, unlawfully dissects, mutilates, or incinerates a human corpse.
Yeah, can't that's a big it. One, too.
Yes,
that's
this is actually on the books in Idaho. And 3 other U.S. states have similar laws, including California, which we will see in when we start going through the cases where a large, large amount of the cases were tried and convicted.
I don't like that last one, though.
It's really very interesting. So this stuff is happening. This sort of abuse is happening, like group abuse. We've seen it before. We were saying with the Franklin Credit Union scandal, which we'll go into later on. Like, it's very true. what's going on in the UK.
Yeah.
I forgot which channel it was. Is it Channel 4 BBC?
Yeah, with Ricky Savile.
Yeah, this is happening. But whether or not these
well, Ricky Savile, that was just a straight pedophile case. You think there was some sort of Satanistic agenda?
Well, there are
a
lot of people that believe that these sort of sexual activities create I do believe in some of these ideas where like they talk about like the Kundalini line on the body and how like in magic ceremony you're
Can
supposed
you describe,
to activate
what's the Kundalini line?
It's your chakra line that runs through your body, okay. And the most important one is the one in your dick and balls.
Oh.
And that using in magic ceremony, it's really important to activate your sexual chakra because you get a lot of creative quote unquote power from that, and you can see how you can convince men of power because they have been ultimately corrupted because they have actual power over people that you can get more of this, you can keep it going. And if you are truly ambitious and are really good at your job and want to stay in power,
that's right.
And then the juiciest fruit is to kill a child while another child fucking watches.
Sure,
like you'll do it to stay president.
It's
Barack Obama.
Think about it. That's why I have 5-hour energy drink every morning.
That's what
I
do.
I keep that energy high. Keep going.
Have a banana. Have 2 hard boiled eggs for protein.
Penetrate a child's anus. You know,
man, it's burning in my ears.
Well, there are some rings, and there are definitely pedophile rings around here, but they're so extremely rare.
Yes,
and
of course.
And there is not...
I like to call them clubs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Let's go hop into the Wayback Machine, all the way back to the time of Moses and the Bible.
Let's do that. Yeah. The Wayback Machine.
Because, of course, a lot of this stuff started with fundamental Christians. I mean, I'll get into the roots later on. Of where all of this shit eventually came from, but there is in the Bible evidence of ritual abuse.
Now we're talking about Moses, as in the human reptilian blood strain that helped form the Illuminati, right?
Yes.
Not the dude Moses. We're talking about the code name for the blood strain.
No, we're talking about the dude.
All right, well then, I mean,
yeah,
I'm half checked out,
Yeah, that's fine. It's not reptilian. It's not for Henry.
This is from Leviticus 20:1-5.
Okay.
The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, any Israelite or any foreigner residing in Israel who sacrifices any of his children to Molech is to be put to death. The members of the community are to stone him. I myself will set my face against him and will cut him off from his people. For by sacrificing his children to Molech, he has defiled my sanctuary and profaned my holy name."
I don't think I can do that today. I got eggs boiling on my desert stone.
Yeah.
If the members of the community close their eyes when that man sacrifices one of his children to Molech, and if they fail to put him to death, I myself will set my face off against him and his family and will cut them off from their people together with those with all who follow him in prostituting themselves to Molech. Now this was part of the Bible verses that pastors used to read to people during these satanic ritual abuse trials,
okay,
to tell them like there is precedence for this. This does happen because
it's
this
so
Molech
interesting, even though it's like a 6,000-year-old book written by people trying to subjugate barbarians. But what's also interesting is that and Molech is a nickname for Set, which is the Egyptian god of death, and Molech was also like ties back the Sumerians, a giant owl god that was the, and Molech is the name of the statue that exists in Bohemian Grove where our fucking president Barack Obama and his fat cat chums on Wall Street go to Bohemian Grove and they bang kids and they feed a
human in my rectum,
but they do burn a human effigy at the feet of their Molech statue.
Yeah, and Molech was also the sacrifice, the golden calf and all of that. And there's a whole part in the Bible, like there's some more verses in which they talk about sacrificing children into the flame in the name of Molech.
Oh, yeah.
And
wasn't he also the name of that globule character on the He-Man cartoons?
No, that was Man at Arms.
Oh, that's right.
And this one, this just gives you some of the names of some of the demons that these children are being sacrificed to. This is from 2 Kings 17:31.
Okay.
The Avites made Nibhaz and Tartak, and the Sepharvites burned their children in the fire as sacrifices to Adramelech and Anamelech, the gods of Sepharvaim.
Ah, if heart failure.
If heart failure. Yes. I've heard of it. Loves children. Yes, loves the children.
Seth Harvam.
Well, that's good. So Jesus really came out on top on this subject.
No, he didn't.
Well, he does not want the children
it's
to be burned.
Still going on, though.
So he lost the battle.
Yeah.
But he's still fighting the war, and I think that's so important.
Yeah, through the hands of Russ Dizdar and his mighty Knights of Jesus under ShatterTheDarkness.net.
That's right. So can we get to some case examples here?
Let's get to some of the roots of it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And, of course, the roots to all of this lies in hippies.
Oh, yeah.
Stinky hippies.
I'm being serious.
No, of course.
Really. They had all the creative ideas.
And the government made hippies.
Think about it.
That is also true because of the MK Ultra experiments. There's a lot of stuff in SRA, as they call it in the biz, that it relates to MK Ultra training, because what I have read, a lot of it were like, you go through your origins.
Mm-hmm.
I have my origins in terms of where I do, where I've started to believe it may actually come from.
Okay.
But continue.
All right. Well, it started with 60s idealism.
Every time.
Don't like it.
Where they started looking at abuse as
to San Francisco.
There's a burning in my rectum. Well, that's for different reasons. You're actually an old man. And you just had a real rough time on Hayden Ashbury.
Oh, no, you just sat on a bagel.
Yeah, that'll happen.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
It starts at the Arizona Children's Home, which is a home for orphans. This was back in the late 1960s, early 70s, in which all of these hippies were starting to get some sort of like idealism about, we're going to go help the people.
Yeah, so you gentrify the orphanage.
Yeah, exactly. I've done noodle dancing. It's time for me to do some volunteering.
Yeah. Here we go.
And so these people started getting therapist degrees. They started getting psychology degrees, and were going in these middle-class families were going into these inner-city children's homes and starting to take care of the children. One of them, Kathleen McFarlane, mm-hmm. who will become very important later. She saw many horrific cases. She saw kids setting fires. This one kid who wouldn't talk to anyone but the fridge. And
well, that was Henry and I growing up, too.
Now,
this is
where the first cases of like this idea of ritual abuse came out of.
No. Okay. I mean, this is where, I mean, you have to get, we're getting into the mindset here.
Okay.
Like, because you have to get into, like, the psychology of everything and the mindset to really understand, like, how this shit actually happened.
All right. So what's this hippie psychology that were spreading all right. these poor youths?
It started with the children's, and so Kathy McFarlane, from working at this place where the children talk to fridges and the girls bounce on counselors' knees so because they like to masturbate.
Yo, yeah.
This isn't that bad of a place. This is a pretty fun orphanage, from what I can tell thus far.
Then came CAPTA, the Children's Abuse Prevention and Treatment Act, okay. promoted by Walter Mondale.
Ah.
It ignored any relation to poverty, as conservatives would immediately reject it. So they said, like, poverty has absolutely nothing to do with child abuse. It all has to do with physical abuse by the parents. So since the parents were abusing the children, it must be that the parents have been abused when they were kids.
Oh, yeah. They so that's where it kind of comes from, is that it's a cycle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They put it in a medical perspective. They called it battered child syndrome. So they got $20 million in funding.
I just thought of a kid like covered in pancake batter going into a deep fryer.
Yeah.
That's good. That's how I do my kid.
You know who else thinks about that? Molek.
Molek, yes. Mm. Deep fry me some children. What if he's just a really fat, like, he loves deep fried kids
bring
now?
Bring it closer to my beak.
Oh, barbecue. I hate
come
the barbecue.
On now.
Deep fry that boy for me now.
Come on, lay that butter child on my feet so I can eat it with my feet mouth.
Children and waffles for brunch. That'll be very tasty.
So $20 million in funding was giving the CAPTA. And in
in order for the states to get some of that sweet, sweet CAPTA money, they had to allow therapists, teachers, and school administrators to be able to report abuse. Before this, only the police were able to.
So that means that they had to produce results.
Yeah.
So it's like when therapists, like, basically they got the, like, ticket, like, police get quotas for tickets. Mm-hmm. They got a quota for how many abuse cases they basically needed to put up to the government, or they would lose their funding.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And so from then comes, from out of the CAPTA and out of the money that was coming in.
You're abused. You're abused. You're abused. Just another Friday.
You got.
Can you imagine that? That's what all your money, your budget counts on children being abused. Like, you're like, God, every time like a normal adjusted gifted kid comes in, you're like, this fucking kid, no one wants to fuck this kid.
He's going to have a successful future.
I'm supposed to make some money today. You're worth nothing to me, kids.
Fix is in. You don't want me to work here anymore. I get it. I'm out of here.
You are not even joking. It's exactly how it went. Like, you're nothing to me. Come on. Give me some. So from that, out of CAPTA came NCAN, the National Center for Child Abuse and Neglect. They're still focused on physical abuse, not sexual, at the very beginning. However, since the physical cases weren't coming up, we have the very first hysteria, which is the incest cases, the incest hysteria of Silicon Valley.
All right, let's hear some of the incest hysteria of Silicon Valley.
My computer was playing on the Mac, and then, well, he fingered my rectum.
Just burning in my rectum.
And now my rectum is on fire with the burning.
I can't focus on my spreadsheets with this burning
in my
rectum.
I wish there was any sort of ice that would cure the burning in my rectum.
That would be a nice thing someone could invent if this was a very popular fad. The old butt ice. Butt icicle. Slides right in. You'll be cooled
rectum
down in
coolant.
No time. Rectum coolant.
All right.
That'd be great. Shaquille O'Neal could advertise for it. When I have a burning in my big rectum. Use rectum coolant.
So, if you'll remember from earlier, the woman, Catherine McFarland, from the Arizona Children's Home, she settled in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
And started encouraging people to come forward as far as incest goes. Before people were urged to report this and really became a thing, one out of a million people per year would report incest. By 1971, 30 per million people per year in Silicon Valley were promoting.
But the numbers, it's going viral. It's like chocolate rain.
Mm-hmm. And this is where a man named Roland Summit comes into play, who plays a very important role in satanic child abuse later. However, Roland Summit, for some reason, when he first came onto the scene, he was very sympathetic to the father molesters, saying that it was the woman's fault.
There was a guy that came out too that recently, I forgot his name, he did an AMA on Reddit. He was a real big piece of shit. He came out and basically was saying, he was trying to give relationship advice, and then basically someone asked him about his views on incest, and what he said was,
Are people talking about incest on Reddit? No.
Yes. No, but it was, this guy was like, someone brought up a thing that he had said in an article. I forget his fucking name because I didn't know we were talking about incest or all. I would have had my research.
That's right.
But he was talking about how, he's like, you know, you ask the girl victims, the daughter victims of this, and you're going to get a solid 75% say they had a negative experience. But if you talk with the fathers, you're getting a solid 65% saying they had a positive experience. And the gap there has just got to be, you know, that the daughters just don't know what's good for them, and that the fathers are trying to show affection.
Here's Roland Summit's explanation of it. Not the father's fault.
Ugh.
Here's a quote. As a toddler, she merely enchanted her father on the playground. As a teenager, she was learning to transmit the magical vibrations our society requires of the emergent woman.
Pervert.
She is mercurial, kittenish, provocative, and enigmatic.
Stop it.
That's very hipster. That's exactly what your kid's like.
Zoe Deschanel?
And of course, another.
She's like a little kitty. I love to fuck her.
And it also comes from at this time, many more women were starting to go out of the home and were starting to work jobs. In other words.
So white men were sad.
Yeah.
And had to replace the sadness with something.
Exactly.
White men are just the worst pieces of shit.
Well, mom was a neurotic bitch who had a job. So when daddy comes home at the end of the day, daughter's there with a big smile, giving him food. And since mommy wasn't fucking daddy, daddy had to fuck daughter.
My rectum is burning. Yeah. There's burning in my rectum.
And then it just even helps if maybe you do sort of believe it opens a chamber of power to Satan himself, and it's helping you.
Possibly.
You know, it's giving you power and wish-giving abilities.
Yes, and he said that, quote, children never fabricate the kinds of explicit sexual manipulations they divulge in complaints or interrogations. So, in other words,
and
this is also the beginning of a movement, like a victims' rights movement.
Because those also repressed memories were coming forth, too.
Well, repressed memories comes later.
Okay.
This is the beginning of, like, victims' rights. Like, feminists really got in on this as far as victim rights. Like, always believe the victim, no matter how fucked up, no matter how weird it is.
But I honestly do believe in it, and I think that that's where it's like, it all came from a good place, and it helped a lot of people. But the problem is that you have this outlier people, which is essentially just like these psychiatrists are just a different type of molester. Like it's like they're just like a different type
molester.
Of villain. You know, like they're doing something else because it's for profit. It's got nothing to do with the fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with the kids. It's got to do with the money in your fucking pocket. Again, the same thing, in the, you know, but at least the one thing you could say about these Satanists is that it's not about the money.
It's like when you go to Disney World and the teacup ride is closed down and you're like, you don't care about the kids. You don't care.
It is like that. It is like
all about lining your pockets, getting the kids in there.
Burning in my rectum. Someone left the teacups out in the sun, and now there's burning in my rectum.
It's an interesting Disney ride.
So all of this led to the creation of the CSATP, the Child Sex Abuse Treatment Program.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
In which this is in which...
Number one, stop having sex with them.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Hey,
that
guys.
Is number one.
Hey, y'all. Don't be using these kids as a fleshlight, y'all.
Boom.
Yes, and the creator, Dr. Henry Giaretto, believed that incest arose from poor self-esteem and previous abuse to the perpetrator. And this was, they put molesters in support groups. And
oh, that's what you want to surround them with, other molesters. That's good.
Yeah, God. They believed that the nuclear family was the disintegration of the nuclear family was to blame, so the father was kept in the house with the family, and the mother had to apologize to the daughter. This is verbatim what the mother was required to say to the child. You were not to blame. Daddy and I did not have a good marriage. That is why Daddy turned on you.
Oh. Also, Daddy relies on the unseen hand of Moloch.
All right. Yes.
I'm sorry that you have to be a part of that, but, well, you know, you're a chosen one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the father had to make a diary of every sexual impulse, maintain perfect attendance at the meetings, and write an autobiography of how his incestuous desires developed and read it to the entire class.
So this is whether or not it is true or not.
Yeah. This is how Penthouse Forum started.
Yeah.
Very, very hot stuff.
And so,
or Mad Libs.
Mad Libs, whichever one.
Well, how this eventually led into everything else is that it started this like confession type thing where kids could just throw out any sort of accusation.
Yeah, and they realize what power they have.
These men, in order to not be, specifically in Silicon Valley, like they called it the Godfather offer because it was an offer you couldn't refuse. Before they started doing this, because the men would be allowed to like go to jail at night and work during the day. They would get, you know, probation. They wouldn't have their lives destroyed. So children were able to just throw this shit out left and right.
I mean, if you're a kid, use this. I mean, get every toy that you want, every comic book you want. I mean, I would be making accusations all over town.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Because before this, most of
them, raped boy in Silicon Valley.
Absolutely.
And wear a sash that says it, most raped.
They wouldn't believe you, though. That's what's so sad.
I know.
No, Henry, sorry.
Before this,
one's touching you.
Before this, most men who were accused in Silicon Valley pled innocent. After this, 90% confessed immediately.
Yeah. But well, they should have thrown them off a bridge. If they drowned, they were pedophiles. But if they didn't drown, they were pedophiles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so then people start. This is also where the interrogation starts breaking down because they started to refuse to interview the daughter. They would just interview the. I guess the people that the daughter told, secondhand testimony, like a teacher, a mother, something like that. And then they would treat that.
The whole thing just escalated out of control.
Yeah, the whole thing escalated out of control.
If you don't have your math homework done on Monday, just say you were raped on Sunday, and they're like, okay, you get a pass, have it in on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And then they started using the Florence Nightingale approach. We're like, Daddy is sick. Don't you want to help Daddy? Don't you want to keep Daddy from going to jail?
Yeah.
So they would continually pressure these
pump them for more and more
confessions and information. And then the government in around 1980 or something like this. And also this program saved the government just millions of dollars in prison, trials,
all of that.
So they loved it. So NCAN received $200,000 to train people in these techniques. And then they fucking... They blew the dandelion, and the seed spread all over the United States. So all of this, so America was ripe for these types of interrogations.
Well, absolutely. And so we're also looking at, these are hard times economically for America.
Exactly.
In the early 70s. It's like there's people are really reaching for anything. The hippies failed to fix anything.
They did?
Yeah.
But they were so organized.
I mean, we got great music out of it.
Good music.
You know?
Right. But and now we can
ironically, not that good of weed.
No, no, really. Skank, yeah. Fucking tie sticks.
Skank.
I got some good weed now.
Yeah, bro.
Because doctors make it.
Science did it.
Because the government took it.
Yeah, because we're little gods.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because now it's time to move on to the culture. What cultural fears led to all of this happening? And it was the hippies being like, cults were a big fear in the 80s. You had the hippies like...
Because of Manson. You had Manson.
Yep.
It changed everything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys know I was born into a cult in North Dakota. It was called Daystar. And I was there. My older brother was six. My other brother was four. And I was two. We left when I was two. But I was born there. And my parents gave them all the money. And my brother was telling me a story. I'm sorry. It's a little bit off topic.
No.
But at one point, my mother was crying to the leader of Daystar to get some money so we could go get ice cream. And then finally, he let her let us go get some ice cream and stuff. So cult.
He's so nice.
Yeah,
he was so nice. Good.
My parents, the geniuses that they were, gave him all of the cash. But the cult culture back in the 60s and 70s was huge. It was just very, very popular.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you also had your Anton LaVey coming up, and
he was just trying to see Bush.
Exactly. But he was getting a lot of national exposure. You also had Hare Krishnas. You had your Moonies.
Who were all over again, by the way. They're all over the place.
Over the place. They keep bothering me when I'm walking down Sixth Avenue. It's fucking
horrible songs.
It's horrible songs, but it's that kindness that is just, it's not real.
I just don't believe it.
No, they are the ones who are giving these kids burning in their rectums because they're psychopaths.
And then the next question is, why Satanists?
Okay.
And before like 1968, 37% of people in America believed in a literal Satan,
mm-hmm.
as a literal entity. Then 1968 comes, Rosemary's Baby.
Oh yeah.
1973 comes, motherfucking Exorcist. Now everyone believes in the devil
because he's real.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's over.
I saw him in the movies.
But he's kind and good.
Exorcist happens in 1973. By 1974, well over half of America believes in the devil as a literal entity.
It's almost a War of the Worlds-like situation, it seems like. Everyone really just bought the Exorcist hook, line, and sinker, huh?
Well, it was a really well-made movie. You got Max von Sydow.
Yeah, it's still a movie, but yeah.
And then, of course, you've got, you know, the third part of it, fundamentalist Christians.
Yep.
The moral majority of Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, the rise of all those guys.
They're
in
like
1979.
They're like the lolcats of beliefs, too. They just really spread it.
Well, they took a lot of their beliefs from Pentecostal religions, who was very fire and like they took out all like the goofy theatrical stuff, like talking in tongues, all that shit, and they brought in the fire and brimstone literal.
They did
Satanists
still do the
talking
here in tongues though.
Yeah,
I mean
did.
Not, but I mean,
but
Jerry Falwell wasn't doing that in like his, or Billy Graham and Jerry Falwell weren't doing that in their like gigantic like stadium seatings.
No,
like,
yeah,
that was
they
in
were
the smaller
like the Dane
places.
Cooks of religion. You know what
yeah,
I mean? The
they
guys
were.
Doing all the
vicious
tongues
circle.
Up, so that's still the alt scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So you got those guys.
It was interesting. That's funny you bring that up, because I remember saying that I didn't believe in Satan when I was like in maybe like third grade. My father freaked out. He's like, you got to believe in Satan.
Yeah.
You got to believe in Satan. And now,
yeah, because why would you believe in anything else if you weren't scared all the time?
Yeah. Well, if you believe in God, then you have to believe in Satan, I suppose. Yeah.
No, it's to make you, it's to get, you give you stakes, is to be like, if you don't believe, you're going to get
burning
in your rectum.
and then after that, you started getting this hysteria about sexual abuse. There was, and the mass media played such a huge part in all of this, because there were these victimologists were starting to get big and starting to do these reports, like really trying to show everyone like how bad shit really is. But the media only reported part of these things, because there was one study that said that 54% of women had been sexually abused by the time they were by the time they were 18. Another one said 62%. However, what the research actually was is that the when they said child, they meant between toddler and 18-year-old. And by abuse, they took everything from, say, a three-year-old being anally raped by their father to a teenager being catcalled by another teenager.
Well, I mean, they're all types of abuse.
What's worse? What's worse? Think about it.
But you see, all this is just so real for me. I just think that in the end, it's like, but what about the good old-fashioned rock and roll power of Satan himself?
Think about it.
I mean, think about it. You want to talk about the rock and roll power of Satan himself? But, I mean, there's the missing child panic, of course. You know, it's like children missing everywhere. Mm-hmm. They said 550,000 kidnappings annually, which if that was true, every single school in America would have a child missing from it.
Right.
So there's all this fear fucking
coming
about.
They just don't even know that the child is missing because he's some kind of loser with no friends.
Yeah.
It's possible. And how are we going to find all these kids? Let's put his face on milk cartons. All right, that's fine. We'll just do that. We'll end it there. We'll end our investigation with milk.
And then, finally, the words satanic ritual abuse first come into play in America with the best-selling book, Michelle Remembers.
Now, Michelle remembers, and she did remember
sort of
quite a bit.
It seemed like it.
Yes, yeah. It was a first-person account written by this girl, Michelle Smith, who said in 1955, at the ages from the age of 6 to 7, she was, let me go through a list here,
satanic.
Tortured in houses, mausoleums, and cemeteries, raped and sodomized with candles, forced to shit on a Bible and a crucifix.
Well, I mean,
that's
I've done
that. That's a fun one, though. Yeah, I would just do that as a six-year-old.
Witness babies and adults being butchered. Spent hours naked in a snake-filled cage.
Having Holden's life.
Yeah, exactly. Holden from the Round Table of Germany.
Having a devil's tail and horns surgically attached to her.
Cool.
Killed a child and made it look like an accident by placing her in a car with a corpse, then deliberately crashing the car. And it went on for an entire year until...
And you can see her one-woman show at Coney Island. I'm still fucked.
It went on for an entire year before, as she says, her indomitable Christian faith discouraged the Satanists and they set her free.
And got me a book deal.
Yes, well, the book deal came from Dr. Lawrence Pazder, who 20 years later was the one who is supposedly extracted all these memories from Michelle after she had been, putting them all away. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's like, did you ever get a candle shoved up your ass?
Yeah.
Yes, right answer.
Did you ever get a candle shoved up your ass? Did you ever get a candle shoved up your ass?
I'm just going to shove a candle up your ass, okay?
Yeah.
And you can say you did. It's not actually lying.
And, of course, it's all bullshit. There's no independent verification for any of this. In fact, she is on record as having gone to elementary school in British Columbia, and her fucking picture is in the yearbook.
But did she have a tail?
Did she have a tail? Well, you can't see because she's sitting down.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yes.
They were also fanatical Catholics, and the next year after this, Pazder presented a paper to the American Psychiatric Association where he coined the term ritual abuse for the very first time, and nobody questioned the validity of this book. Everyone so was like, okay,
this is real.
Well,
it's because it's just so scary, and the idea of downplaying something is so scary that seems like it's got some kind of verification going on. Everyone would jump all over
it. And also, we didn't have Oprah. I mean, if this woman would have put, if Oprah would have put in this book into the Book of the Month Club, it would have been like that Stephen Fry situation.
Yeah, what's his
little pieces or whatever.
And
she would have cracked that code.
And now, all over the fucking United States, women are coming out and saying that they were ritually abused. They're going to the media. They're going to their doctors. They're going to the police.
Well, the book deal was their version of a reality television show back then.
It really was. Yeah. It really was because people could read and write back then.
It was a
different time. They don't really have reality television shows of just raped and molested people, do they?
Everything like Dr. Phil.
Molest Mansion.
Molest, yes.
You just have all these victims of molestation living in a mansion together. Watch them not have sex.
Yeah.
Watch them fight for no reason.
A lot of tears in that house.
Yeah.
A lot of tears.
And so now we're coming upon what all of these people are saying as far as these children not remembering these things and badgering them into it.
Yeah.
It's all called disassociation theory.
Yeah, DID.
Yeah,
SRA.
Yeah, all of that shit.
This is what we'll do.
I mean,
we're at the point where it's just like, I honestly feel like
We can go into some case studies for the next episode.
Like the next one, we'll start by talking about dissociation theory.
But I think we should also talk about. I think you did a good idea of what the news media wants to think.
Sure,
the real story behind SRA is. But I think I'm going to drop some knowledge on what the real story is. You know, and we're talking reptilians training the Nazis. All right, Lebensborn. Look it up. They do millions of Polish babies stolen from their parents and brought into the Nazi science fucking labs, into the Nazi Epcot, where they went and they were trying to make super soldiers because of Nietzsche's Übermensch idea, and then magic, then maybe the belief that Hitler could kill millions and millions of people in order to get open up a portal to Molech.
All right, well, once again, I think Marcus is probably right, but I want your theory to be true, and I'm very, very excited to hear more about it on the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
I'll be thinking about this for a couple of days.
It's going to be a great couple of days to be your friend.
A lot of cold silence in the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
We've also got multiple personality disorder to go through.
Oh, yeah. Shatterthedarkness.net.
All right, that's Marcus. I'm Ben. Thank you, Henry.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Hail Gein. I suppose Magoo's
installations. That's his.
Al Gein.
All right.
Adios, muchachos. Is that not a good one? I'll figure. I'm going to need a new
figure
one.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
It's fine. All right. Hail yourselves, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, guys, don't get molested or anything, right?
And please, if there's a burning in your rectum, go to the doctor. Just go to the doctor. You were not molested.
I'd been turned over with my rectum in there, and I remember excruciating pain. I remember being a lot of pain in my rectum. It was hot, painful, excruciating pain that nerves went up your nose, nerve endings. I just remember an excruciating waking up feeling that it hurt so bad. Oh, this hurt so bad. And I remember those feelings that it hurt.
You ever meet someone who seems kind of off? Whether it's a creepy neighbor or random phone number that keeps calling you, Truthfinder has you covered. You can search for people by name, address, phone number, email, and more. Truthfinder can be especially helpful for running confidential background checks on anyone you're planning to meet from online dating apps. Go to truthfinder.com/podcasts for a special offer. That's truthfinder.com/podcasts to access your special offer today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.